Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KT, what we like to do this time of year is take a look at some of the end-of-year lists, and you've got a list of the most Google-searched items.
Yeah, yes. Google has unveiled their 2018 top searches, and they've broken up into a few different categories, guys. So I thought we would start out with their athletes. The top 10 searched athletes on Google this year. Do you guys want to take a few shots here?
Yes, I'm going to say LeBron.
LeBron is actually not.
Oh.
I will say this. There are two NBA players on the list.
Steph Curry.
No. One is a star. One is not a star, but is in the news a lot because of who he runs with.
Oh, the dude that ran with the Kardashians?
Yes.
The big seven-footer, what was his name?
Oh, Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson. The number one searched athlete on Google in 2018 was Tristan Thompson.
It wasn't because of that knee injury he sustained a couple days ago?
No, it's because of the rumors of him and Chloe, and then like he cheats on her like every week, and she gets mad, but she's sticking with him.
What number was he?
Number one.
What?
Okay, so
the most Google-searched athlete of the year? What is wrong with the planet?
Here's why. Let me give you guys a similar situation. I think I told you guys about this. About 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, out of the blue, my wife was suddenly listening to a lot of Drake. And I'm like, what happened? Because Drake's been around for about a decade and you've never once shown any interest in him whatsoever. And it was all Kardashian rumors. Suddenly Kardashian rumors sent her down a Drake rabbit hole, and she's like, hey, have you heard this Drake stuff? It's pretty good. It's like, it's been around for a decade, honey. What?
It's pretty good. I got into Drake recently, too. Probably at the same time. Unrelated, though. We weren't
together. You were Googling the Kardashians.
But was it Kardashian-related?
You were Googling Tristan Thompson.
I'd like to get into the Kardashians.
What do you want to do there?
In terms of being aware of their pop culture status.
Yeah.
And they do daily a lot basis. Of money.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though. It is about once or twice a week, seriously. A Khloe Tristan thing will come out where he was cheating on her with the thoughts.
Black thoughts?
No, the THOTs.
Okay, I got to tell you this.
You know what I'm saying? The thoughts. That's what they're called, right?
The thoughts when you're cheating?
The thoughts. It's the name of like a hot chick.
It's that garden tool over there.
Oh, is it really?
Right? Like THOT.
Oh,
is that
over there?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
All right, so listen to this.
It's also what gardeners say to each other. Like, hey, I need you to work in this garden with that thought.
I thought it was like thick chicks.
So I was around there was another older athlete dude that we all know very well. And he was trying to
Sam Perkins.
It was Sam. And he was trying to make a point about something on the internet. It was clear he wasn't following very closely. And he goes, you know, Paris Hilton makes about $1 billion a year off her Instagram account. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're thinking of a Kardashian, and I don't think it's $1 billion. But in this older guy's head, he had conflated Kardashians.
It's the same thing.
I mean, dude, where is Paris Hilton? She hadn't been around in 10
but
years.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but I guarantee you people aren't checking for Paris Hilton.
But he's probably, when he was playing or around that time, she was the Kardashian of the day.
He had just sort of mixed them together
in
his head.
For sure she was,
So a thought can be the acronym that says that hoe over there, or it could be thirsty hoe over there.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
So KT,
you've been thirst trapping recently, right?
I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't. Tristan Thompson's number one, all right?
Okay, so it's
now,
a good year for
I'm
sports.
I'm going to give you guys two of them. Number two is Shaun White, the Olympian. We had an Olympic year.
So Shaun White.
Is that also because he had a racist Halloween costume?
Yes.
Probably part of that and an Olympic year.
All right.
And three, Lindsey Vonn.
Is that because of what?
People just Google and see what she's up to lately.
You sure it wasn't because her iCloud was hacked?
Could be that. Makes sense. Four.
Have there been any updates in the other iCloud hacking?
No, but I was watching her hold it down with Dion. And
really?
It was.
By the way, can someone close the curtains over there?
It was awkward. It's all I could think about during the Cowboys game the other day when Joe goes, and let's throw it to Carissa for an update. Oh, wait, she's not at the desk. Chrissy, you've got an update.
Come on. Hey, focus, man. Come on.
Hold on. No, she was there, and she gave a good update on the game that was that everyone wanted to know about, and I think it was the Cleveland game.
Gave that good update.
Now, number four on the list is an NFL player. That's all I'm
Tom Brady. Oh, Colin Kaepernick.
Why? No. Kaepernick's not on the list.
It's not Brady?
It's an NFL player who is currently on a team, but he hasn't played all year long.
David Irving?
Nope. He's played, sir.
Prove
He's currently on a team?
Yes. But he hasn't played all year.
Who's been hurt all year?
He's technically on the roster.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater.
No. They've actually given him quite a bit of money, and he didn't want it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some guy that...
What position?
He's a running back.
Bell.
Yes, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell.
Five, a basketball player. The other basketball player on the list.
Kevin Durant?
Nope. But same ilk.
Iman Shumpert.
Not the same type of player, but Draymond same type Green. Of personality.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, yes, number five.
I'm a fun guy.
Number six is a football player.
they were Googling him because of that drop.
Did you see the other night somebody in the locker room asked him if he wanted to talk about what he wanted for Christmas?
No.
Said not right now.
Hey, Kawhi, can we just ask you, what would you like for Christmas this year? Would you like to talk about it?
Not right now.
Not really.
That's fantastic.
Six is a football player. Who was not on a team, and then he was on a team.
Des Bryant.
Still, Des Bryant, six. Number six most Googled athlete of 2018.
Good job, Ben.
That's crazy. I would, but
he's no Tristan Thompson, but good job.
I mean, he's big in our world. Maybe that just shows how big the Cowboys' world is.
Number seven.
Shout out to Dak for that.
Will be playing this week. It'll be his first game in a couple months.
He's Dirk.
A quarterback.
Oh.
We've actually met him and talked to him a few times.
Doug Flutie.
No, current quarterback.
Okay.
And he turned out to be quite a bit of a pleasant guy, but as we were...
Paxton Lynch?
It's not Paxton
Terry
Lynch.
Terry Bradshaw.
This was this year.
I like that,
earlier,
Terry Bradshaw,
it was back in January when we were at Minnesota. We
By
talked
the way,
to this guy.
Terry Bradshaw did a whole broadcast standing up with his fly open.
God.
They told him afterwards. By the way, Carissa Thompson was like, that's why we got such good ratings on that one.
Her followers have spiked.
Yeah. Can you give us another hint?
The Cowboys didn't want him.
Oh, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, number seven most Googled athlete.
I was going to say Witten.
That was all January.
eight is a...
it was all January stuff.
Eight, some ski chick. Nine, some Japanese tennis player. Ten is Johnny Weir. Let's move on. So we did athletes. Let's do...
Are you asking or are you telling?
I want to have more time tomorrow.
Aren't you the producer? Can't you just kind of do whatever?
No, it's the problem.
Are you asking yourself?
The problem with staying on time.
These are his thoughts.
See, because in my head, we could run through three of these in a 15-minute segment, but we can't.
Couldn't we just have done one just now while you were thinking out loud?
We wouldn't have had time.
We're still not at break or doing content.
What can we do in the next 46 seconds, Kevin?
You guys find a sports nugget then. Hell, I don't care.
All right, here. Coming up next...
There's a lot of good ones that we didn't get to.
No. Quit teasing things. We're going to do some other time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.